Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. It's Thursday. That's the day we check in with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Glad to be here, Tom.
Glad to have you. We're going to talk about Trouble in Tahiti. That's a new opera that they're putting on at the Still Point Theater. So, Judy, you have reviewed for us a number of musicals that Still Point Theater has put on, but Trouble in Tahiti is an opera. It's different than a musical. So is this, first of all, is this a change in direction for Still Point? We're going to have another opera company in town?
I don't think so. Welcome as that might be. Trouble in Tahiti is Still Point's first opera, but they are doing four other musicals this year. So, no, I don't think it's a complete change in direction. And also, we should point out, this is a very small opera. It's really a chamber opera. However, it has music and lyrics, libretto by Leonard Bernstein. So it's a significant opera. It's only 45 minutes long, though. It only has five people in the cast, two leads, three in the chorus. But it is no small endeavor musically. I mean, again, yeah. Leonard Bernstein.
Yeah.
Most of the cast members have Peabody ties. They have an excellent seven-member jazzy orchestra that's conducted by Ben Shaver. Still Point's production is partly motivated by the fact that this is the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth. And the director of this piece at Still Point, David Schweitzer, knew Bernstein later in life.
So Trouble in Tahiti, as you say, it's a small opera. I haven't seen it in a while, but if I remember correctly, it also has a kind of small subject. I mean, this is basically a little domestic drama, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's about an upper-middle-class suburban couple, Sam and Dinah, in the 1950s. They are having marital problems. Interestingly enough, Leonard Bernstein wrote this piece while he was on his honeymoon. It chronicles one day in the life of Sam and Dinah. It starts at breakfast. He goes to work. She goes to see a psychiatrist. And Trouble in Tahiti is the name of a movie, a silly, romantic movie musical that figures into the plot. But I think that title, as the title for the opera, also refers to kind of Trouble in Paradise, which is suburbia in this case, sort of 1950s-style American paradise. In a broader sense, I think this is also a commentary on mid-20th century ideals. If you work hard, if you follow the rules, if you earn the house in the suburbs and all the trappings, is that the American dream? And some of this, I have to say, is surprisingly timely. Sam has a scene with his secretary in which he tells her, "Simply forget that the incident ever happened." Kind of spooky. So anyway, again, this is Leonard Bernstein. It may be a chamber opera, but it is not light opera by any means. I mentioned the three-person chorus. They're kind of a Greek chorus. They're sort of commenting on and sometimes interacting with the action. And they start things off with his perky salute to suburbia. When we actually see what's going on with this ideal suburban couple, these lyrics take on a pretty sarcastic edge. Here's part of the chorus as prelude. This is Michael Dodge, Kerry Houlihan, and Adam Cooley. You'll hear how slick they sound and how slick the orchestra sounds.
Friendly sun, opens the eyelids, opens the eyes, opens the eyelids, opens the eyes of the husband and wife. Kindles their faces, kindles their love, kindles their faces with greetings of love in the little white house in Wellesley, suburbia.
Four.
That's Michael Dodge, Kerry Houlihan, Adam Cooley. They're in Still Point Theater's production of Leonard Bernstein's Trouble in Tahiti. That's the chorus. So tell us about the leads, Judy.
Well, the husband, Sam, is played by Peter Tomaszewski, and he played this part, interestingly, with the Peabody Chamber Opera in 2011. I didn't see that production. He has the right look for this era. He has a rich baritone. He plays Sam as smug and self-satisfied. He has an aria about men who are winners, and he goes through the audience shaking hands. His wife, Dinah, is played by Claire Galloway Weber. She's a vocal coach at the Peabody Institute. She has a very assured voice. I didn't find her acting quite as strong, although you do get a strong sense of the limitations women had in their 50s. These are two very dissatisfied people, and that definitely comes across. Halfway through, they run into each other unexpectedly in the city, and they go way out of their way to avoid having to have lunch together. I particularly like the way David Schweitzer directed the scene. Even though they go their separate ways, they end up in separate places, Schweitzer seats them next to each other at the same table, and it just magnifies how alone these two feel. I brought an excerpt from that scene. Stein brilliantly makes this a duet, even though they are individually wondering why they can't go back to the way they were.
Galloway Weber and Peter Tomaszewski in Trouble in Tahiti by Leonard Bernstein, produced by Still Point Theater. So, Judy, anything unusual or distinctive? It's interesting because David Schweitzer is a big-time director. He's done a lot of stuff nationally, internationally. But anything distinctive about the way Still Point does this show?
Well, you're right about David Schweitzer. It's really a coup for Still Point to get him. He's a Baltimore-born director. He's doing more and more opera now. He had Ryan Haas, who's the artistic director of Still Point and designed the sets for this production. Ryan Haas has assisted David Schweitzer on some shows he's directed at Center Stage. So that's where that connection comes from. This is being performed at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in the 1900 St. Paul Street, and it's done upstairs. And what they have done is turn the upstairs into a cabaret. David Schweitzer calls it a 1950s supper club. It has a small stage. It's the kind of place that Sam and Dinah might have gone to, and the audience becomes part of that world. We sit at cabaret tables, and it's kind of as if the opera could be about us as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think that works perfectly for Trouble in Tahiti. By the way, Trouble in Tahiti, as I recall, is only, it's half a show. I mean, it's half an evening, because it's about 45, 50 minutes, something like that. So does Still Point do anything else to fill out the rest of the bill?
Yes, they do. After a brief intermission, I mentioned that this would have been Bernstein's 100th birthday year.
And the symphony's doing a bunch of stuff.
Oh,
and the Baltimore Choral Arts Society. People are doing
all over the world,
music,
I think.
All over
the world. Mm-hmm. So after intermission, the cast presents Leonard Bernstein's Happy Birthday Song Cycle. And they do seven songs from his musicals, from the familiar West Side Story to the pretty obscure 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, mm-hmm. a show that flopped back in 1976. And they really do a lovely job.
That's a good idea.
And the other thing that it does, I mean, the subject of Trouble in Tahiti can leave you a little unsettled, but the musical tribute to Bernstein closes the evening on an up note. Overall, Tom, if I were going to borrow a term from the 1950s, this is really a tip-top production.
Tip-top. Trouble in Tahiti and some other Bernstein stuff in honor of his birthday at Still Point Theater in Baltimore. Two more shows tomorrow night and Saturday night. We've got a link to details at wypr.org/midday. So we're heading to the Hippodrome next week. What are we going to talk about, Judy?
We're going to talk about a traditional Broadway musical, but a new one, Waitress.
All right. Looking forward to it. We'll see you then. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lunch for Midday on Thursdays is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. And yesterday, I neglected to thank Home Slice Pizza for providing lunch for our wonderful guests, the African Children's Choir. The choir sang for us yesterday afternoon, and Home Slice Pizza provided lunch for these wonderful singers, for which we and they are grateful. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow it's the Midday News Wrap with Ron Elving of NPR as well. We'll have Andy Green of the Baltimore Sun and Bishop Douglas Miles of Koinonia Baptist Church. We will look behind the headlines on the local, international, and national scene. That's coming up tomorrow on the Midday News Wrap. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.